This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Maimon ben Reb David and Reb Mordechai ben Reb Shmuel Aleihem HaShalom. The learning of the Dvar Torah is Lizchus Reb Shalom Mordechai Halevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min HaMeitzar el HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the beauty of Tznius, of modesty. At one point during his chase to kill David HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech entered a cave to take care of his needs, unaware that this was exactly where David and his men were hiding. To ensure that no one see him, Shaul HaMelech went deep inside the cave and hid himself even more by covering himself with his cloak. David HaMelech, who was allowed to kill Shaul to save himself, was urged by his men to do so. But despite the opportunity, he felt unable to kill him, and only cut off part of his cloak. He later told Shaul that because of his tznius, he had been protected from being killed. The Maharal explains that because he concealed himself, he was likewise rewarded by being hidden and protected. When the Malachim came to Avraham and asked, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" they were inquiring, "In what schus did she, a barren woman of 90 years, merit having a child?" Avraham replied, "She is in her tent," implying that in the schus of her tznius, she is worthy of Hashem's promise that kings will come from you. The Torah says that when Bilam wanted to curse the Yidden, he noticed that the entrances of their tents were not facing one another for reasons of tznius, and therefore benched them instead. The Rebbe notes that we see from here that one should not focus only on the main points of tznius, disregarding the finer points, for even a minute aspect of tznius has the power to transform a curse to a bracha. The Medrash says that there is nothing Hashem loves more dearly than tznius. In the year Tofresh Yud Dalid, a decree was enacted in Russia forbidding women to wear head coverings. 20 years later, a draft was placed requiring all men to join the army, unlike previous years when only a specific sum of soldiers had to be provided from each city. The Rebbe Marash recalled that those women who had kept their head covering despite the decree, their sons were able to evade the draft, and who knows what troubles befell the women who had not withstood the trial. The Torah tells us that the true beauty of a Yiddish woman is within, and not expressed in external appearance, but rather in inner qualities. The Rebbe said at Efarbrengen that the implication of the lack in tznius should be explained to young girls. When uncovering a part of themselves to impress, it is as if they are carrying a poster announcing that they have nothing else to show for themselves, no intelligence or emotions, and even that their face is disgusting. Now why would someone want to proclaim this publicly? The truth is, however, that each one has innate qualities, and once they understand this, the test of dressing tznius will become easier. The Rebbe Maharash was not present at the wedding of his son, the Rebbe Rashab, which took place in the city of the Kala of Ruch. After the wedding, the Rebbe Rashab and his Kala, Rebbe Sternosara, traveled to Lubavitch. The Chosson asked his Kala to request from her father-in-law the brachas she deserves, for had he been at the wedding, he would have benched them under the chuppah. Agreeing, Rebbe Sternosara went to the Rebbe Maharash and asked for a bracha, to which the Rebbe replied, "I agree to give you my bracha, on condition that you cut off the feather from your hat." She had come to Lubavitch wearing a hat which had a prominent feather on it, as was the style then. She cut it off and the Rebbe benched her. The Friedeke Rebbe related that the city of Frankfurt, although it had previously been filled with maskilim, free thinkers, now had very frum Yidden, whose Yiras Shamayim made a name for them over all of Germany. All this came about in the schus of three women who were firm in their resolve to wear a sheitel, observe halachas of the home, and provide their children with a proper chinuch. This had an effect on the men and other women as well, that with the passage of time, the community of Frankfurt changed for the better. In a sicha to women, the Rebbe explained that the main aspect of tznius is modesty, the quiet and tzniistic behavior at home, and from this follows the proper behavior outside. In the Gemara it is written about Kimchis, a woman who merited having 7 sons become Kehanim Gedoilim. When the Chachamim asked her why she merited this great chus, she replied, "Because I was careful that even the beams of my home should never see my hair." The Rebbe highlights how this impacted the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur for many future generations, because the position of Kohen Gadol goes from father to son and stays within the family. On his way to Eretz Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov passed through Istanbul, Turkey, and saw young men who had neshamas of Tanoim. The Baal Shem Tov said that their mothers merited having these neshamas born to them because of their tznius. The Baal Shem Tov also said that in their merit, the tefillos in that city are accepted above. The Rebbe writes in a letter, "Soon after my father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe, arrived in America in the year Tavshin, he revealed that his shlichus in this land was to transform it into a place of Torah and Yirah Shamayim. There were those who then asked him, 'Yet this is, after all, America, not like the old home.' The Rebbe replied, 'America is nit anders. America is no different. With regard to Torah and mitzvahs, America is no exception. Yiddish women must know that the very same Torah and mitzvahs and the very same principle of Kol Kvudo Bas Melech Penima, the entire glory of the king's daughter is within, that applied in the old home, applies in America as well." In a letter to a girls' school in Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe writes, "The manner in which a teacher dresses is extremely important, even in the lower grades. Especially in light of the story that occurred in the times of the Tzemach Tzedek, when a sheikhet was removed from his post because he wore galoshes. Surely there is no prohibition against wearing galoshes. However, it served as an external sign and manifestation of what was transpiring inside." The Chassam Sofer was once visited by a Yid who had begun dressing more modernly, but he insisted that nothing has changed and he is still the same good Yid. The Chassam Sofer pointed to the clock on the wall and said, "If the hands of the clock would stop working, surely everyone would know that there is something wrong inside as well." The Zohar uses strong terms to describe the importance of completely covering the hair at all times, and promises tremendous brachas to the woman who does so and her family as well. Based on this, the Rebbe gave many brachas, including health, parnosa, having children, nachas from children and grandchildren, and finding a shidduch when accepting to fulfill this mitzvah after marriage. The Rebbe contrasts the temporary discomfort involved in covering the hair to the everlasting brachas she will receive for generations to come, deeming it irresponsible to act otherwise. In the earlier years of the Rebbe's nesius, the Rebbe held a strong campaign for women to cover their hair with a sheitel, which would properly cover the hair. Once, the Rebbe said regarding this that he would succeed with Mesiras Nefesh. On another occasion, after giving a long bracha to one of the chassidim, the Rebbe added, "On the condition that she will wear a sheitel, otherwise it is unrelated to me." Covering the hair with a sheitel was set by the Rebbe as a condition to have him be Mesader Kiddushin at one's chuppah. Mrs. Zelda Nemes told, "I was born in Russia, moved to Eretz Yisrael where I married, and then traveled to America. At that point, I was wearing a hat and a half sheitel to cover my hair. At the end of my first yichidus, the Rebbe asked my husband to leave the room and then told me that one should wear a sheitel. I stipulated that my hair is completely covered, as I wear a half sheitel in the back and a hat which completely covers my hair in the front." The Rebbe said that wearing a half sheitel is like having half one's health. These words deeply concerned me, and the Rebbe smiled broadly and said, "If one wears a sheitel, one is promised gesund, parnosa, and nachas from the children and grandchildren." Then, with a broad smile, the Rebbe asked me what else I would like, and I said that this is enough. He then called in my husband and told him to buy me the nicest sheitel so that others would also want to wear one. Rabbi Yochanan said, "We have learned the true fear of sin from a young lady who was heard davening, 'Ribbono shel Olam, may it be your will that no man stumble because of me.'" Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "A woman must be tzniyistic and cautious, for people who look at her face are punished, and she receives punishment for every person who sinned because of her." When the mother of Rabbi Elimelech and Rabbi Zusha was a young girl, she worked in her father's inn, and being that most of the visitors were men, she made sure to speak in a heavy voice to prevent herself from finding favor in their eyes. Every week she would travel to town to distribute money to the poor, always using the same wagon driver. Years later, he could still not identify her, for she actively made sure not to attract attention. The Chassam Sofer's daughter, Gittel, was exceptionally good-looking, and therefore kept herself away from the public. She once went to the market to take care of something important and noticed a man looking intently at her. Gittel quickly ran home and took out the Tehillim that her father would use in a time of tzara and began saying Tehillim, sobbing strongly. When her father saw her, he asked what was wrong, and she explained that she is davening to Hashem that he take away her beauty to enable her to live in the way of tznius. Hearing this, he replied, because you are willing to give up your beauty l'shem shamayim, you will merit having a son who will light up the world. Sometime later, Gittel fell ill, and her beauty lessened considerably as a result. She later gave birth to a holy child who became known as the Chsan Sofer. The Gemara relates that Rav Ado Bar Avo was once walking in the market when he noticed a woman wearing a red cloak. Thinking that she was a Yiddish woman who was acting unsneistic, Rav Ado immediately tore the cloak off of her. He later found out that she was a Goyish woman and was therefore obligated to pay her 400 zuz for what he had done. The Rebbe derives from this the importance of acting immediately in protecting the tznius of Yidden. A girl who was then not from once went by the Rebbe for dollars dressed in her usual unsneistic way. When she received the dollar, the Rebbe told her that if she would be dressed properly on her next visit, he would give her $2. The girl asked her parents to buy her new clothing, but they brushed her off. However, when they saw that this was affecting her health, they agreed. The following Sunday, she once again went to receive a dollar from the Rebbe, this time dressed in a tznius fashion. When she passed by the Rebbe, she was disappointed to be given only $1. She continued walking when she was suddenly summoned back. The Rebbe said, I was sure you would remind me about what I had said, but seeing that you had not, I had to remind you myself, and here is your extra dollar.